Wake up and snort the coffee.
You seem happy this morning.
Yes, it's coffee time. Coffee.
Oh, yeah, need lots of that. As we get going here on a Thursday morning, it's KRKO and Everett's Greatest Hits. And Tim Hunter back for another round of this. Great songs, a little bit of silliness here and there. And several urgings by yours truly to head to our website, krko.com, and put yourself in the running to win our ultimate $10,000 backyard makeover. The deadline to enter is this Sunday. You go to the website and at least look at what we're putting up for grabs. One KRKO listener is going to win. We announce the winner next week, but the deadline to enter is this Sunday, just so you know. I'm excited about the upgrade to the Apple iPhones. They've announced the new iOS, the operating system, and they're going to be fixing two things with the upgrade coming later this fall. One, it's going to use AI to voice recognize your wording. So if, for example, you're a person that likes to swear in your text messages and you're dictating away, it will change ducking to what you intended. Okay? That's the first Benny of the new software. The second thing is, it's actually going to alert you if someone were to send you a pornographic image. Let me turn up the volume on my phone, and this is the sound it's going to make. Woo-hoo! So, it's their choice. I didn't pick the sound, but... Woo-hoo! Woo-hoo! Oh, shoot. Let me get to my phone. I'm going to turn the volume down. Woo-hoo! And... How's it going? Thursday, it's KRKO and Everett's Greatest Hits with Tim Hunter. Really do appreciate your listening. I mean, it's something people will say in a radio station. They'll say, hey, thanks for listening. Maybe not like that, but they will say it. And I sincerely appreciate you being right where you are. You've got other choices, other radio stations, streaming. You can, you know, play your music off your phone, whatever, but you ended up here. And I'm loving the music here, and I'm glad you do too. And then, if you start listening to KRKO and follow it up by writing to the radio station, saying how much you like what we're doing, I'm probably going to call you.
Hello?
Hi, I was hoping to speak to the Diana that found KRKO on the radio a couple days ago.
Yeah, that's me.
Okay, this is Tim Hunter. I do the morning show there.
Yeah.
I wanted to find out how you found us.
To be honest, I have it on KZOK every day.
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason, I was trying to fiddle with it. I was thinking, okay, this is the station. It sounded like it. And I'm listening to it, and then I heard the different KRKO. And then I just started listening to him like, this is cool. This is really cool. So it's been on since.
Well, that's awesome. Some of the best discoveries are made by accident. So there you go.
It was an accident. I'm tired of the repeats, and I want older, and I want newer, and I want the rock and the soft. And, oh, I am happy. So, no, I had to send that out to you guys.
Oh, well, thank you so much for taking the time to do that. We really appreciate it. Are you listening while you're at work?
Yeah.
It does make the day fly by, doesn't it?
Oh, it does. And especially the last 2 days, it's put me in a great mood just listening to all the different music that I haven't heard in a while.
Awesome. Oh, you're making me feel so good. Well, we appreciate...
How long have you been around, actually?
Okay, well, we started playing this music about 5 years ago. That's when I came on board.
What?
Yeah. It's been our little secret. Are you in town? Are you in Everett? Are you down the south, or where are you?
I'm in Linwood.
Well, Diana, I'd highly recommend you go to the App Store of your phone and download our KRKO app. And that lets you listen to us wherever you go. And if you have Bluetooth in your car, it's just going to change the way you listen.
Wow. Right on.
Awesome.
Where have I been? Listening to the same station. Oh, my God.
Well, welcome to the club. It's great to have you on board.
Oh, yes, it's wonderful. Thank you, you guys. It's awesome. Keep it up.
Take care.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And if you are a new listener and you're thinking, I'd like to write to the station and let them know how much I enjoy it, but I don't want Tim Hunter calling me, that's fine. When I call, just hang up. It will not be the first time, okay? All right, getting back to those great songs in just a moment. It's KRKO Everett's Greatest Hits, the radio station giving away a $10,000 backyard makeover if you enter before Sunday, KRKO.com.
Hey, is our resident movie guy back on the air, back on the air, back on the air? I said, is our resident movie guy back on the air, back on the air, back on the air?
Look who's back, back again. Movie fans, biggest friend. Look who's back, 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 look who's back.
He is the one and only, and for good reason, Maury the Movie Guy, here to tell us about some entertainment options for our upcoming weekend. What you got, Maury?
This, what I'm about to tell you, I am so obsessed with this. I can't wait to see this. There is a new film. It was in theaters, but now it's on Hulu and Disney Plus, one or the others.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Flaming Hot. It's the inspiring true story of Richard Montanez, played by Jesse Garcia. He was a janitor at Frito-Lay. He came up with the idea that they should make Flaming Hot Cheetos.
And seriously, they made a movie about that?
Yeah, because he went from a janitor to one of the top executives at Frito-Lay. Stars Jesse Garcia, Tony Shalhoub, and Dennis Haysbert.
Oh, he was the president in
24. Yeah, 24, yes, absolutely. I wonder if he's happy about that, because he's done a bunch of other stuff, too.
Well, yeah, he's the Allstate insurance guy, but he's still the president.
Yeah.
Hey, I was going to tell you something I'm really enjoying, and I haven't finished it yet, is A Small Light. And I hope that's not something you're going to do this week, but it's the basically the story of Anne Frank.
Oh.
You know, it's a sad telling of the tale, but it's also very interesting. That's on Disney Plus.
The next thing I was going to talk about, brand new in theaters, another Transformers movie. Are you a Transformers person?
Not at all.
Me neither. I remember I went to the first one, and I was all excited, and then I go, oh, no. So anyways, Rise of the Beast, and this apparently will take audiences on a 90s globetrotting adventure. Apparently, they had a cartoon, the Transformers, back in the day, and it was the battle between the Autobots and the Decepticons. This is based off that cartoon. So, anyways, okay. Transformers Rise of the Beast. And then another really true story. And the series on Peacock is called Based on a True Story. And it stars Kaley Cuoco, who is fantastic, and Chris Messina. They star as the Bartletts, and it's a couple on the verge of bankruptcy. And they stumble upon a true identity of a murder terrorizing Los Angeles West Side. They called him the West Side Ripper. But instead of turning the culprit over to the police, they turned it into a podcast. And they ended up inviting the murderer on their podcast to learn more about him and why he did it.
Wow.
And it's called Based on a True Story. And that is on Peacock.
Is there anything they won't turn into a movie?
And that's all I got for you.
And as usual, that is plenty. Maury, the Movie Guy. Heard reclusively right here on KRKO. Taking care of biz this morning, Thursday morning, enjoying some great songs. Everett's Greatest Hits and Tim Hunter on KRKO. Boy, the weekend's almost here. We're not quite there, but we could start thinking about it. Of course, Sorta Culture underway all weekend long, tomorrow through Sunday, downtown Everett. Look for your friends from KRKO. In fact, if you see us, you can come over and enter to win that $10,000 backyard makeover. We'll have entry blanks right there, so you don't have to mess with actually going online and using all that newfangled stuff. Brookdale Silver Lake, which is a memory care community here in Everett, they let us know they're having a special auction this Sunday beginning at 2 o'clock there if you'd like to pop on in. Art and all kinds of things to bid on. And I told them, they asked me if we'd give it a plug, and I just did. And I hope you're doing what you love to do because you love to do it. That's, to me, really the key to happiness. And so you don't do things saying, oh boy, I hope this makes me rich. That's an endless battle. You'll spend your whole life doing that. Somebody who did something great, her name, Astrid Gilberto, passed away this week at the age of 83. But yeah, she was only 22 years old when she sang this song. 5 million copies, won 4 Grammys, and Astrid's cut of the action, she made $120. That's it. So yeah, you got to do what you love because you love doing it, and keep it at that. If the money comes in, yeah, you'll deal with it when it happens. Yeah, wrestling with a Thursday. It's KRKO, Everett's Greatest Hits. Tim Hunter excited that tomorrow I get to slip another KRKO listener a $50 gift card to the Buzz Inn Steakhouse. The ones that win are the ones that downloaded our KRKO app free and in the App Store of your phone right now. What are you waiting for?
Here we go. Name drama. What is it? What is it? What is it? What is it?
Yeah, I got a few names to drop your way this morning. Tom Cruise, for one. He and the crew working on the next Mission Impossible movie, not the one coming out next month, but the one after that. Everything's been put on hold due to the writer's strike. I don't mean to be critical here, but wouldn't you want to have a script written before you started filming? North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un has issued a secret order making suicide in North Korea illegal. I'm imagining that any violation of the law would mean the death penalty, so I'm going to consider this a wash. You may have enjoyed seeing Sir Anthony Hopkins in those Thor movies, but apparently he did not like doing them. He called his role pointless acting. Millie Bobby Brown from Stranger Things and her fiancé, Jake Bon Jovi, that's John Bon Jovi's son, had an engagement party for friends this week, 3 months after announcing they're planning to get married. And good news, we're hearing that Danny Bonaducci, former Partridge Family cast member and current disc jockey down the dial on KZOK, his 2-hour brain surgery on Monday went as planned. Everybody's happy. He'll spend another day or two in the hospital, then spend about 3 to 4 weeks at home resting, recovering, and we wish you the best, Danny. Hey, good morning. Great to have you along. It's KRKO, Everett's Greatest Hits, Tim Hunter. And, you know, you sit there and listen, and we provide the great songs, one right after the other. But let me rip open the curtain of the fine running machine that is KRKO for a moment. I'm gonna bring in Maury the movie guy. Okay, you ready, Maury?
Okay.
Yesterday, we had a staff meeting, and we do them via Zoom. So I log in along with Becky and Terry, our two consultants. The three of us are there, and nobody else is showing up. So we're chit-chatting away, and Becky says, "This is your last meeting, isn't it?" And I say, "What have you heard that I haven't?"
Yeah.
No, I said, no date's been set for me to leave.
Right.
So in the meantime, we're hanging out there and waiting and waiting. So I text you. I text Stitch. I text Tom Lafferty. I'm trying to find out what the heck's going on.
No one is replying.
No one is replying. And right. Nobody let us know the meeting had been canceled. So the reason it's canceled is because Elise, who runs this meeting, is up at a job fair.
Yeah.
So
she's probably going through an interview as we were speaking yesterday.
Just to let you know what a mean person I am, I said, "Well, then fire her and let her look for a job while she's at the fair."
Yeah. Oh, spoken like a man who that was his last meeting.
No. Anyway, I'm going to be around for a while. But yeah, in case you hadn't heard the word, I am going to be departing this radio station at some point during the summer. We have not yet determined when. I got to find the right person to take this over. So I'm hanging and having fun in the meantime. And getting ready to play more of Everett's Greatest Hits in a moment.